This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
You're back with the Free Breakfast with Kate this morning. It's 9:15 and joining me on the line from Australia is performer, dancer, illusionist Anthony Street. Morena, good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting up early over there.
Oh, yeah, no worries. We actually landed at 2 a.m. last night.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, it's really...
straight into it right now. We're in the TV studio at TVNZ.
Brilliant. So you got a media morning, which is brilliant. Look, it's all for a fantastic cause, because you've got this fabulous show that you're bringing across. You're no stranger to us, Anthony. Tell us a little bit about some of the work that you've brought before, and then we're going to jump into this new work that you've got.
Yeah, look, I love New Zealand. New Zealand is almost like a second home to me. I've been touring here for at least 10 years with all these other different productions, dance shows. Some of my shows, some people may know, Celtic Illusion, Ballroom Bliss. We did a few national tours with those productions. And here we are with our Magic and Illusion show, which is super exciting because it's our first time bringing the show here. And we're ready to do a full national tour, North and South Island, 24 shows. Yeah.
It's incredible. Big, huge tour. And while people may know that in the past you've come from a background in Irish dance, you've performed in Lord of the Dance, as well as you say, bringing those other shows, I think, yeah, as you said, Celtic Illusion and various other ones, big spectacles. How did you go, I guess, from the Lord of the Dance and the other shows into creating your own large-scale magic show, which is what you've brought now?
Yeah. So magic was really the first of my hobbies and obsessions when I was younger, but the dancing took over. And then after about 8 years of touring as a professional dancer, I came back to the magic. And it's been my main goal all these years to really focus on just the magic. It's just that the dancing took over for a little bit and it became a new hobby. But here we are with just the magic show. There's so much in this show. The fun about this show is that we get to interact with the people in the audience. So in the dance production, it's just very two-dimensional. It's just dance, dance, dance. But in this show, I get to know the audience on a more personal level. I'm interacting with them. We're joking around. I'm borrowing objects from people in the audience. We're doing magic right under their noses. And there's just so much enjoyment out of this production.
I love that idea I love the interaction idea, but also too the fact that this show seems a bit more focused on storytelling as well as illusion. What inspired you to kind of go in that direction?
When you're coming up with the routines in the show, you've obviously got to work on a script and the structure of a routine, and it just came natural to me to share the relevance of each trick that I do. So I begin by sharing with the audience the very, very first trick that I ever saw that got me into magic. And the fact that from this small trick that I saw when I was about 8 years old, it has grown and become my career and my life. It's just crazy. Had I not seen this trick when I was a young kid, I wouldn't have been inspired to go down this path. It's just a crazy knock-on effect.
So
I think that sharing all these stories, everyone just seems to find it heartwarming, they can relate to it somehow. And it wasn't my intention to make it like this. It just happened, and sometimes a mistake or something would just turn into something more amazing, more than you even expected it to be. So I'm very lucky in that sense.
I think that people love those stories, you're talking about, you're referencing that a simple rope trick that you saw when you were 8 years old, without telling us, without giving away one of your key stories. Can you tell us a little bit about what was that moment?
I think it's that that usually a magician would make up some kind of crazy story, and it's something that's probably not believable. But the fact that there's a true story behind the trick, it almost cements that the magic is a little bit more real and a little bit more believable when you're watching the routine, as opposed to making up this false sort of statement, I'm going to do this and you're going to see this and this is going to happen. And, you know what I mean? It's less traditional, I think, this direction.
I think people love to engage with those stories, and you know, if they've got a vision in their head of little 8-year-old you seeing this, seeing this trick, and then the way that you've developed that and turned that into your career, it's kind of been the genesis really of all of that.
And the amazing part is that it's inspiring younger kids to get into magic. That's the most rewarding part. At the end of the show, having all these little kids come up, and I get little kids giving me hugs at the end of the show. It's so beautiful. It's the most heartwarming feeling doing the show. I can't even begin to explain.
I loved the description that this show's bringing your journey full circle. And so you really want to get those families and kids along to the show so that you can, I guess, what, inspire them to maybe have their own go?
Yeah, well, that is the best part. I have people messaging me on Facebook and Instagram saying, thank you so much again. My son won't stop talking about this particular trick he did. He's performing magic at home now. I get those messages all the time. And that is just a reminder as to why I even do this. It's not even about the money. It's about making people happy. And this show is just all about having fun. It's a show suitable for everyone, all ages. It's just a lot of fun. It's a great night out.
It's perfect timing for the start of the tour. You're just grabbing the end of the New Zealand school holidays. So it starts next week from the 6th of July, or in a couple of days. What are we now? The 4th starts this week.
Yeah, we're headed to Napier right now to go there and set up. We begin on Sunday there in Napier.
And you're visiting, did you say 22, 23 towns?
That's right.
And cities?
22 or 23 towns. We're trying to hit as many venues as possible. If we're not making it to your town, we apologise. It all comes down to venue availability, but we're hitting as many as we possibly can.
Look, New Zealand's a little place too. You might not be able to get to the Hamilton show, which is next Wednesday, 9th of July, but you might be able to get to one in a town close to you, because you are covering, but like you just said, you're just going to Napier, but you're going to a whole heap down south as well. People can grab tickets from Ticketek, but where else can they find a bit more information out, Anthony?
If you head to our socials, Anthony Street Illusionist, our Instagram page is Spellbound. But yeah, anyone can search my name, Anthony Street, on the socials. You'll find us straight away. Or you can head to our website, streetmagic.com.au.
I think it's going to be a fantastic show. I'm looking forward to seeing it next week. And as you say, there's something for everyone. It's not just an adult show. It's set up so that it can be fun for the family. You want to inspire these young kids. And I love the fact that this description of it being full circle, you're going back, I guess, to that young kid that saw the trick and has now created this this career from it. So, you know, we wish you all the best with the tour, Anthony. Is there anything else that you want people to know?
Oh, I think you've touched on everything. We just look forward to seeing everyone at the show.
That is.
If you haven't got a ticket yet, grab them now before they disappear.
Yeah, do grab them now, because some of the venues, you know, as I say, you're covering the whole country. There's a whole pile of different places that you're going, and I've just had a little bit of a look. I'm looking on the Ticketek. I can see they are all over the place. You're going to Whangarei, you're going to be in Rotorua, you're going to be in Whanganui, you're going down south to Nelson, over onto the west coast to Westport, Ashburton, Dunedin, Oamaru, Christchurch, Invercargill, Greymouth, Queenstown. It's massive. So, and you're going to be here for quite a while, right through to the middle of August.
5 weeks.
Yeah, well, look, all the best for it. It looks like a wonderful show, and people can jump onto Ticketek, go onto the social media, look for Anthony Street, or look for Spellbound. Thanks so much, Anthony. All the best with the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
And good luck for the tour.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Anthony Street there, illusionist on the line. Just landed here in New Zealand for the start of his tour. Let's hop in now to a track from Aldous Harding. This off from Perfume Genius, actually, but featuring Aldous Harding. It's called No Front Teeth. It's 25 past nine.
Back where the stars or something my entire life. It's fine.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.